So if your time of your life's journey ends on one face to remain, Jesus, and let him make the change.
Hello, this is Brother Branch, your host and servant of the Lord. I want to welcome each of you to Voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast, voices from both sides of the wall. This is a Christ-centered ministry, bringing hope in Jesus Christ to both sides of the wall, letting the voices of the shackle and unshackle shout out. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let the voices of the shackle and unshackle shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord the man live. This is episode number 17. God will execute judgment. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Loving Father, it is by your grace that we have seen yet another day. It is by your strength that I'm able to get through the day. It is by your mercy that you have covered me with, Lord, that your blood that you shed on Calvary, that the doors of heaven are open, that a sinner like me might be cleaned up, wrapped in your mercy and your grace, covered in thy righteousness, that the doors, your inheritance of the kingdom, are at my feet. Help me, Lord, grant me your strength, order my steps, that I may walk according to thy will, that I might be a witness to someone, that through you, Lord, your light might shine boldly, drawing men to you. Hide me in my sinful ways. Clean me up. Forgive me for my sins. Order my steps. In your worthy name, we pray. We invite your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's special music time. Let's sit back and hear the voice of God's servant ministering to us in music.
Remembering when love was just a fantasy and never thought it could come true, until the day when you, O Lord, delivered me.
Go!
Blessings, my dear sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is episode number 17. God will execute judgment. We're reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 25, verse 11. And I will execute judgment upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Execute judgment. God says, I will execute judgment. And when I execute this judgment, they, Moab, will know that I am the Lord. We too know that God will execute judgment. Yes, He will execute judgment. We should be looking forward to the judgment, preparing to receive our inheritance. We're reading from the book of Jude, verse 15. To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. God says, let's get your life in order. Those deeds that were ungodly, let's remove them from our lifespan. Because if we continue in those ungodly deeds which we have committed against God, God is going to execute judgment against us. So it is in our best interest to get rid of those ungodly sins that God is describing, so that we will be not caught up in His judgment. We're reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 11. Woe unto the wicked! It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Woe is a warning. God is warning. Woe unto the wicked. God is warning the wicked. Be not wicked. Be not wicked. God is saying to each of us, turn ourselves around. Let's not fall into the category of God's enemy, being wicked. For if we do, it shall be ill with us. An illness that cannot be cured. An illness that God will wipe out. An illness that brings the reward of judgment on the wicked. Let us not be in the camp of the wicked. God is warning us, for the reward of His hand will not be given unto the wicked. We're reading Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. If we do not, this has to be a personal conviction. If I do not turn from sin, sin will bring death upon me. And I cannot be saved by someone else. My father cannot bear my iniquities or my sins, nor will I bear his iniquities or his sin. Salvation is personal. Salvation is personal. It is up to me to deliver and establish a relationship with Jesus Christ that draws and keeps me in His arms, in the hands of Jesus. Because if I do not, I will die because of my sins. But if I'm in Jesus' hands, no one can pluck me out. Therefore, Jesus will cover me with His righteousness and stand before His Father and deliver me before Him as though I am righteous, because I am covered in His righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. The scripture says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat. That means no one will stand up for me at the time judgment comes. I cannot stand for you. You cannot stand for me. My mother cannot stand for me. My father cannot stand for me. Brothers and sisters, cousins, no one. It is me and me alone that will stand. And when I stand, God, Jesus, will look at my works, what I've done. The scripture says, according to that he, meaning me, has done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Regardless of what it is, the record will be there. And based on that record, that is what I will be judged on. So the choice is to either have Jesus as my advocate, lawyer, or have Jesus as a prosecutor and be committed to eternal damnation or inherit the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, brothers, but I want Christ as my advocate, my lawyer. We're reading from the book of Psalms 58, verse 10. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. The righteous shall rejoice. We will rejoice because not because of who we are, but because of who Jesus is. We have that opportunity to rejoice because Jesus is going to take care of the wicked. Jesus is going to cover us in his blood rather than we walk in the blood of our own because of our sins. But because of the righteousness of Jesus, we get to rejoice. And we, as the scripture says, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. The blood of the wicked shall be no more. We're reading from Psalms 37, verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Wait on the Lord. Times are tough. Things are difficult. The world isn't like it used to be. We see so many things that have come in so many different perilous ways. Perilous times are upon us. The scripture says, regardless of what is going on, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Keep his way. Wait and keep, because the reward is yet to come. That reward, we shall inherit the land, the kingdom of God. Wait for your inheritance. Jesus, follow him. Keep his way, for the Lord is soon to come. We're reading from John 5, verse 22. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Make no mistake, all will be judged. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Make no mistake that some type of way you may avoid this judgment. Make no mistake that some type of way you'll escape from being judged. No, 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 no. The scripture says that all will be judged. Why? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, now is the time to grow in Jesus. Not tomorrow. Today, this very minute, invite the Holy Spirit that you may grow in Jesus. Grow in Jesus now, not tomorrow. The good news we find is in John 14, 6. Yes, there is good news. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You want to see God the Father? You want the inheritance? You need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. For we cannot get there without Jesus. There is no other way but by Jesus Christ. Build that relationship so that you can follow Jesus and share in his reward that he is coming with. We're reading from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus wants to save us all. Jesus wants every single individual to be saved. He wants not one to perish. This is Jesus' desire. What is your desire? Jesus wants to save all of us. We then must accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. This has to be a personal. This is not a collective. This is not a church thing. This is an individual thing. So when we read that, we have to say, Jesus wants to save me. Jesus does not want to see me perish. Jesus says, accept me as your Lord and Savior. Accept me as the Redeemer, my advocate. Thus shall Jesus say, well done, my good and faithful servant, and cover me with his righteousness. Don't you want to be covered with the righteousness of Jesus? Don't you want Jesus to say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Don't you want to accept Jesus right now? Our heads are bowed, inviting the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you, Lord, that you want to save a sinner like me. Thank you, Lord, that you have come as a babe. You, Lord, ministered, taught us what it is to understand who you are, taught us to accept you as our Lord and as our Savior. You, Lord, gave yourself up that no man taketh thee, but willingly, Lord, you came down and allowed your creation to kill you, to hang you on the tree that you grew, that we, that I, might have an opportunity that my sins would be forgiven, that through your death that I might live, through the shedding of your blood that I might be covered with your righteousness. So, Father God, we invite you to come. Come, Lord, and cover me. Come, Lord, and teach me. Come, Lord, and open my heart. I invite you in right now, Lord, to redirect my path, to be the God in me, to teach me, to open up that I might see thee in all thy glory, that soon and very soon that you would come in the clouds and take me with you back to heaven. That because of your death, Lord, I, a sinner, can live forever and ever. For you have promised me eternal life. Clean me up, that through your Holy Spirit, Lord, I will be waiting, watching, and ready for your soon, soon return. Thank you so much for hearing and answering my prayer. Thank you for forgiving me for my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to the voices of the Shackled and Unshackled, a prison ministry podcast. Shout out and be heard, for the Lord will answer thee. Until next time, God willing. Remember Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Of your faith, she's been made whole. Christ said, because of your faith, she's been made whole. There was a mother on her way to bury her only child.
All in the will of the Lord.
But when the Lord saw her, compassion rose, and he told her to weep now. Save a sin-sick soul.